It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. And on today's show, the sun. In Central California, there is a government research facility, a massive campus with a particular building, a building like no other. It's 10 stories tall, the size of 3 football fields stacked side by side. And in there is the largest, most energetic laser in the world. A laser that crisscrosses from one side of the building to the other, being amplified and then split, amplified and split again and again and again, until there are 192 lasers, all firing at once. To create, for just a fraction of a second, a burst of energy, a blip of burning plasma, a star.
So fusion is the reaction that powers the sun.
This is Tammy Ma. She is the scientist leading the fusion project at the Lawrence Livermore Laboratory.
Fusion is one of the most fundamental reactions of the universe that makes life possible here on Earth and is responsible for almost everything in the world around us.
In space, stars make fusion look easy. Their gigantic mass creates such immense gravitational forces that hydrogen is squeezed together, fused together, into the heavier element of helium.
And through that process, generating a ton of energy, a ton of heat. And so you can think of the sun and the stars as these giant balls of plasma that are constantly fusing.
There is no way to create that kind of gravity here on Earth. But Tammy and her colleagues do have a way of bringing those elements together. That super powerful laser.
And if we can recreate fusion here on Earth in a controlled way, if we can make it work, it is the holy grail of energy.
Fusion means unlocking a different kind of nuclear power.
On the TED stage, Tammy Ma recently explained the big benefits of fusion power. For one thing, it creates a tremendous amount of energy.
How tremendous? Well, one single pound of fusion fuel has the same amount of energy as 5,000 barrels of oil, or 3.5 million pounds of coal.
And speaking of fuel,
the fuel that we need for fusion is also very abundant.
Fusion needs hydrogen isotopes called deuterium, which is found naturally in seawater, and another one called tritium.
We actually have enough fusion fuel on Earth to last us 30 billion years of human consumption at today's levels.
Fusion also promises to be clean, because when hydrogen and helium are fused together, they don't release carbon.
Carbon is nowhere in that equation.
And fusion is considered pretty safe.
In order to start a fusion reaction, we first have to put energy into the system to make the atoms fuse.
To stop a fusion reaction, the power going in just needs to be turned off. And while fusion creates some waste,
it's not the kind of waste that will last for tens or hundreds of thousands of years. Instead, the low-level nuclear waste of fusion can decay away in just decades. Now, to be fair, there are some downsides to fusion too. Fusion is incredibly complex and incredibly difficult. The development of fusion has been and will be expensive. But the potential benefits of fusion are so great that it is worth it.
I mean, there is a joke. I'm sure everybody always says this to you, Tammy, but the joke is like, fusion is just around the corner. It is the new source of energy in the next 5 years, the next decade. It's kind of like the sign at the bar that says, free beer tomorrow.
Yeah. That's a good analogy. So we call fusion one of the grand scientific and technological challenges of humankind. We've been trying to recreate fusion on Earth since we understood what fusion was. So British scientists actually figured out the fusion reaction and patented it in the early 1940s.
Huh.
But you have to build tools that are strong enough that can help you to contain that plasma. And you have to keep it going long enough that you could generate a lot more energy out than you put in order for fusion to be commercially viable.
Fusion experiments, big and small, are happening all around the world. One major milestone many are working towards, fusion ignition.
So the definition of ignition is more energy out of the fusion reaction than the laser energy that it took to actually get the reaction going.
That is the goal of Tammy's lab, which cost $3.5 billion and took 12 years to build.
Let's go back to that ginormous laser. It's called the National Ignition Facility, or NIF. We're going to split that beam into 192 ways and then directed towards the fusion chamber. Half the laser beams go up and half come down, and they're going to concentrate their light on a tiny cylinder that sits right in the middle, about the size of a pencil eraser. The lasers go into that cylinder and create a bath of X-rays that then envelop the little fuel pellet that sits right in the middle. We're going to reach temperatures of over 180 million degrees Fahrenheit, hotter than the center of the sun, and pressures that would feel like 100 billion Earth atmospheres pressing down on you. And then we start a little spark right in the center, creating a miniature star, and with it, a huge burst of energy. And if we do it right, we can actually get a whole lot more energy out than the energy that went in to start all of this.
So NIF is the most energetic, the largest laser system in the world. Explain what that actually means, like how much energy it uses.
So every time we fire those lasers, it is 1,000 times the power of the entire U.S. electrical grid.
Whoa.
I know that sounds crazy.
Yes, it does.
You know, every time we fire the lasers, it's not like your lights flicker at home, right? You don't know we took a shot.
Uh-huh.
So what we're doing is we're taking a huge amount of energy, but we're compressing it down into just nanoseconds, fractions of the blink of a human eye. And so that's why we're able to actually draw our energy off of the Alameda County electrical grid. It's about $21 in electricity per shot. So not crazy, crazy.
Hmm, no.
And then that energy all gets concentrated on that fusion fuel to try to recreate a miniature star in the laboratory.
I mean, it sounds like the most incredibly powerful high-tech oven on our planet. But like an oven, can you turn on a light and see what's happening inside? How do you know it's working?
That is a great question. What we're able to do is with our diagnostic instruments, try to pull out all the information that we can. We're able to capture particles that can tell us by how fast they were moving, what temperature the plasma was. We have some of the fastest X-ray cameras in the world, capable of 50 billion frames per second, so
wow.
That we can...
50 billion?
50 billion frames per second, yeah.
Wow.
So we can piece those together and create a movie of how that plasma is actually forming. And from that, infer how good the experiment was.
Our team at Lawrence Livermore National Lab are the stewards of work that started in 1960 because of national security. We need to understand fusion to understand how to ensure that our U.S. nuclear arsenal stays safe and effective. And that is what has provided the steady funding to pursue this very difficult physics challenge over decades. And in that time, we've improved our physics understanding and computational simulation models. We've designed new diagnostic instruments capable of taking better, clearer, faster pictures of the experiment. We've continuously pushed up the laser energy and found ways to build better targets. And guess what? In December of 2022, we finally did it. Our team at Lawrence Livermore National Lab demonstrated fusion ignition. For the very first time in human history, we generated a controlled thermonuclear fusion reaction in the laboratory that generated more energy out than went in with the lasers to start it. And now we've actually been able to repeat ignition four more times in just the last 15 months, with our most successful experiment giving us over twice as much energy out as we put in with the lasers.
Getting ignition was the core goal of the NIF, your laser. It was a key milestone for fusion science. But what was that moment like for you personally?
Funny enough, Manoush, I have actually slept through a lot of those experiments.
Oh.
We run the machine 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I did get the call the next morning when I was at the airport. And my boss actually calls me and whispers into the phone and says, "Tammy, I think we got ignition." And I paused for a second because this is something that we've been working on for, like I said, decades.
Yeah.
And I just burst into tears. I was so excited.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I started jumping up and down at the gate. And so I was just absolutely thrilled and tears were rolling down my face because it's something that you and a team of people have dedicated your life to. And to be able to be there for that breakthrough was just enormous.
So, are we done? Well, not quite. In order to move towards that fusion energy future, we'll have to figure out how to harness this energy in a working fusion power plant. And to be clear, there's still a long scientific and engineering road ahead. Just to build on our successes at NIF, we'll have to build more efficient lasers, mass manufacture targets, and figure out robotics for automated operations and more. The depth and breadth of this challenge will require sustained investment from government and private industry and all of us working together. We're all racing to make this a reality, but there's still a lot more work to be done.
What do you say to critics who, you know, maybe they say the same thing about landing on the moon? Why are we pouring billions and billions of dollars into projects that may or may not work when we could be using that money right now to solve problems with technologies, take solar, for example, that we do know that they work?
Yeah.
How do you respond to people who feel that way about fusion?
I respond that it is the human story, and it is what makes us human to continue exploring and continue pushing the boundaries. Because there's all kinds of benefits as you do that you don't even know about. Mm. For example, extreme ultraviolet lithography, EUV lithography, which is the technology that allows us to print smaller and smaller computer chips with greater and greater capability, that technology was actually a spin out from laser fusion research.
Oh,
and it was nothing that we intended to do, but there's all kinds of benefits to doing forefront science and technology development.
Hmm.
And fusion is one of them. And for me, even being able to help a little bit, being able to push the boundaries and do science and generate conditions like we have at the center of the sun, right, here on Earth, experiments that have never been done before is just so exciting and so motivating. And if I can contribute a little bit to pushing the field forward, I'm happy.
That was Tammy Ma. She leads the Inertial Fusion Energy Initiative at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. You can watch her full talk at ted.npr.org.